Now, Tuesday, March 16th, 2021. Hard to believe it's the middle of March already. And it's also hard to believe it's been about exactly 1 year since we had our services interrupted here at Faith. In fact, according to my calendar, last March 15th was the last Sunday we had regular live in-person worship with no restrictions, nothing like that. And then for 7 weeks from March 22nd until May 3rd, we had virtual worship basically only, although we would have allowed a few to come if they wanted to. And then we had 3 weeks where we had outside worship. And then ever since then, we've been inside with certain restrictions. Well, all of this leads us to kind of ponder all the things that have taken place since that has happened. And of course, we've called it a pandemic. We learned the language of COVID-19 and virus and masks and social distancing and all those different things. But let me ask you the question. Do you really know the truth about all of these things? Do you know the truth about vaccines? Do you know the truth about masks? Do you know the truth about what's effective and what's not effective? Do you know the truth about whether or not the times we were closed, all the businesses were closed, was effective in stopping the spread of the virus or not? I have to say, we get mixed reports. It depends on which news source you look at or which viewpoint you have. It seems to all be, as we say, politicized. And truth is not necessarily easily known. In fact, if I were to look at truth, I like history. My undergraduate degree was in history. And I know that for many years, up until the 19th century, a lot of history, in a sense, was written perhaps without verification or without the kind of resources and checkpoints that we have to verify the truth of things. And now the times have changed from the times of verifying all your history writing with facts and sources and all that kind of stuff. Now it's changing to do little micro history, which are more narrative and story kind of tradition more than it is verification. So how do we know what's true and what's not true? Now for somebody like me, I love the truth. I like to know the truth. In fact, one of the reasons why I'm a pastor is I was convicted I needed to be about the truth. So what is the truth? You know, it's interesting if we look at the truth when it comes to viruses and masks and so forth and all those things. Big tech companies, basically, if you have a different viewpoint than what they think is the truth, they may stop you from spreading that truth. There are those who would belittle different viewpoints or opinions. And we always talk about the science, scientific evidence behind certain things. I don't know. People have asked me, should I take the vaccine or not take the vaccine? And I have to say, I don't know. For one thing, I don't know your particular situation. For one person, it might be completely safe and healthy to do so and may be recommended. For another person, they may have some certain health conditions or other things which may make it more difficult for them to make that decision. Am I going to take the vaccine? I have to say, I don't know. In fact, there's another part of the truth that we don't know either, is I've heard some people say that they've used abortive fetus parts or cell lines in order to produce these vaccines. And I've seen one article that shows the evidence they've done this, and I see another article that shows evidence that they have not done this. I don't know the truth. I'm not sure. And of course, truth has been attacked very much, hasn't it? To the point that now we are denying truth. We tell people now that it's okay to deny the truth and to live a life of fantasy in different ways. And we tell kids, you can be whatever you want to be. Well, that's not the truth. You can't be a superhero if you want to be a superhero. They don't really exist. You know, if you don't have any of the skills to be a great tennis player, you're not going to be a great tennis player. If you don't have some natural ability in some areas to create masterpieces in art or other things, you're not going to do that. It doesn't mean that we don't like to explore what we could do or those things, but there's a thing about truth here. Sometimes we're afraid to tell people the truth. In fact, sometimes we're afraid to tell a singer that he's off tune because we're afraid we'll hurt his feelings. You know, truth is so fleeting sometimes. But what about the Christian and truth? How do we live in an environment like this? You see, Jesus is all about truth. I was looking through the book of John this morning in preparation for Living by Faith, and I thought, what do we do with truth? Truth is important. And there are many things that are black and white, that is either right or wrong, either true or false. In fact, I would say, in Scripture, there's probably more things that are either true or false than just in between or gray. But look at what Jesus says about the truth. In John 14:6, he makes this claim, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father but by me." If this word is true, that means the only way to go to God is through Jesus. That's truth. He also tells us, as he told the people in the Samaritan village that he was going through, particularly the woman at the well, he said in John 4:23-24, he said that worshipers must worship God in spirit and in truth. In other words, we don't come to worship and just go through the motions and pretend to believe in God and that God would be pleased by this. We come to worship him in truth. That is, we truly believe the things that we sing and say and all those things and the word that we're given. And of course, also there's this. He says, the Spirit of truth is coming. The Spirit of truth that will bear testimony about me, Jesus says in John 15:26. And in John 16:13, he says, the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. And then just a chapter later in John 17:17, Jesus prays to the Father and he says, sanctify them, that is the believers or disciples. He says, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. In other words, as a Christian, one of the things that we encounter in Scripture is the claim that this word is true. And of course, we say, from an evangelical perspective, we say it's inerrant. Because it's true, it can't be false at the same time. There's no error in it. We also say it's infallible. It will not fall down or fail. Whatever it says, it is true and effective. And of course, it's this truth, God's truth, that changes us. But you know, one of the greatest questions I think that is asked here is by Pilate, Pontius Pilate in John 18:38. Jesus had just said, listen to these words. He says, you say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. And Pilate asked the question, what is truth? Pilate didn't know. Here he had truth sitting right in front of him, Jesus the Christ, the truth that he was the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the King of Israel, the one who was God incarnate. He was sitting right in front, or standing right in front of Pilate. And Pilate asked that question. You see, the world is asking that question. They've been taught and told, for the most part, in our Western society, they've been taught and told that there is no such thing as absolute truth. We can't figure it out. We've got to go search for it on our own. But the claims of Jesus are this: I am the truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And this word is truth. In fact, the other important thing that he says in the book of John is this, John 8:31-32. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, I have to say, I don't know the truth about some of the current things going on in Washington, D.C., or in the state of New York, or in California, or in all of the places in between. I don't even know all the truth about what happens in Myrtle Beach. Sometimes the different sources I see contradict each other. And of course, one of the things that we're constantly in struggle with right now over truth is we are hesitant to go to a court of law where we have evidence placed before us. And of course, before we convict anybody of a crime or anything like that, the Bible tells us we should have two or three witnesses. Otherwise, what happens? We don't really know the truth. And of course, the other thing about truth is this. We have all kinds of opinions flying one way or the other, and all kinds of different politicians that are more interested in power than the truth, expressing their ideas and their ways to maintain power. But what do we as believers do? We have to go back to God's word. Now, granted, God's word is not going to tell me whether or not I should get the vaccine. I'm not eligible yet in South Carolina. I've joked with my wife, Jennifer, that I'm less valuable than she. She's eligible, although it's hard for her to figure out where to go or what to do with it. She's teaching during the day, and it's hard to navigate the computer and phone lines to find a place to get it, all that kind of stuff. But what do I do in that time? What source do I read? Where do I look for help? All those things. Yes, I'll make a decision at some point based on what I think is the right thing. But when it comes to truth, I do know this. Regardless of whether or not I take the vaccine, Jesus is still the Messiah. Regardless of whether or not I take the vaccine, if I live, it will be for Christ. If I die, as Paul says, it will be for gain. Jesus has my back. It doesn't mean I'm going to avoid the virus or avoid death or avoid problems and difficulties, but this truth is that in Christ, I am set free. You see, the truth of the matter is our biggest problem is not trying to discover all the scientific evidence behind everything else. Our biggest problem is sin. And because our biggest problem is sin, which breaks the fellowship we have with God, we need the truth that can set us free. The truth is Jesus Christ. So look at all that is around you and remember, the word of God is what we base our truth on. In fact, Paul said that, or Luke said this in his writing of the Acts. He said the Bereans were more noble because they searched the scriptures to see if what Paul was saying was true. Think of this. Truth begins with the word of God. That's where we turn for truth.